Hello, and welcome to another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as usual, your host for the show. It's been a while, hasn't it? But we're excited to get the podcast back up and running. We'll be coming out more frequently through the end of the year, so keep an eye out for us. Listeners will know that we're not really in the business of breaking news here on the podcast. That's more a function of the site itself. But we're doing something a little different today, as we've got breaking news from Tech Data Canada. We'll be chatting today about the launch of their Maverick AV Solutions business here in Canada. For those not familiar, Maverick is an audiovisual business originally started out of the United Kingdom and has since become Tech Data's internal boutique AV business across the EU and came to North America with a US launch earlier this year. And now, as it comes to Canada, we'll chat with Ed Galasso, Vice President and General Manager of Tech Data Canada, as well as John Sidwick, Global Lead for the Maverick business, about the Canadian launch. We'll cover the history of Maverick, what they see as their differentiators in the market, who they work with on both the vendor and reseller side, and where they add their value. We'll also take a look at the Canadian market opportunity for AV solutions and discuss Maverick's first offerings here in Canada. It's a busy show, so let's get right down to it. My chat with Ed and John. All right, Ed and John, thanks for joining us today.
No problem.
So we're here to chat a little bit about the launch of Maverick AV Solutions in Canada. For those not necessarily aware of it, it's a division boutique. I'm not sure how exactly you wish to position it, John, within Tech Data that focuses on audio video solutions. John Sidwick, who is global head for Maverick AV, perhaps you could take a moment and just sort of give us the background, sort of the raison d'etre for Maverick and sort of a quick look at its history.
Yes, certainly. And it's been a long history. I've been with Maverick for 21 years, and we've been a specialist AV distributor for 24 years. So we've been around a long time. Started very much as a UK-based company, but 10 years ago reversed into Tech Data, which opened up our capabilities on a European basis. And now we're very pleased to be taking the model into more regions. US started in February the 1st, really looking forward to taking the model into Canada. And we based our business around specialization. Predominantly at the start, it was display specialization, so projectors, then moving to large format displays. Mm-hmm. But now, obviously, as the world is moving more to requiring collaborative display solutions, we're seeing a lot of opportunity in developing the marketplace in that area.
Okay. What are the common threads among resellers you work with? Do you find you work with sort of a broad array of the you know, broader Tech Data distribution community in terms of the reseller base, or do you find you're working primarily with folks who are AV focused? I imagine that may be shifting, especially as you describe the changes that have happened in the audio video market.
Yeah. Really, we're seeing a fundamental change. We were 100% pro AV 20 years ago. Yeah. And now our business is predominantly split a third, and a third. So a third of it is still those strong, high quality pro AV dealers that are really focused on delivering exceptional experiences within the AV installation market. And as an Avixa board member, which I am, you know, to me that exceptional AV experience is really important that we maintain that into the channel. We also have a third of the business from strong IT resellers, the normal resellers that you would expect that have got a good footprint from an IT perspective into end users and now delivering more and more of the AV side. And then finally, we have about a third of the business in SMB. That's delivering AV solutions into the smaller resellers that many of them deal locally in small towns and small areas, you know, working closely with smaller businesses. So a good split between the three. But we're also seeing a new set of communities coming on board who are also getting involved in AV. That includes CSP, which are cloud service providers, and even telcos. You know, the AV market is the end point of a lot of other technology areas, such as collaboration, and also things like digital signage, wayfaring messaging within businesses, corporate communications. And that endpoint of AV is really the point of which people focus on. But behind that, there could be collaborative or information solutions, which are often sold through different routes to the current routes that we normally would expect to be serving.
Okay. Great. So for those last two, or I guess as you sort of expanded it to four, those middle two groups, the sort of SMB focused VARs and the typical sort of enterprise focused VARs, especially those who maybe haven't done a lot in the AV world in the past, so I guess talk to me like I'm one of those partners, and first of all, why should I be thinking more about AV now, and secondly, why Maverick?
I mean, that's a great question, and I think if you spoke to many of those people a few years ago, they would have thought AV was a nice opportunity to look at, but not core to their business. So they really didn't focus on it. The reason they're focusing on it now, they need to focus on it now, it's really being driven by the end user. Mm. We're finding corporates, both of all sizes, knowing for many reasons that they have to upscale their AV. That could be driven by, you know, more global requirements to communicate across different countries, and actually a lot of that within organizations, across different sites within an organization, and actually even in an organization where video-enabled meetings and sharing data real-time has become critical to how people work. So the end users are demanding it. From that perspective, you're seeing millennials now come into the marketplace. Mm-hmm. Over 50% of workers are below 30 years old now. That's you imagine what a 30-year-old expects in the workplace compared to somebody who's a lot older like me. These people have grown up in collaborative teaching environments and need that and expect that within the working environment. So that end user pull is growing dramatically. And that is a real reason for the requirement for our resellers to get involved. Why Maverick? Well, at the end of the day, we're in a unique position. We've got some great competitors in the standard Pro AV space, and we are a specialist AV distributor that will compete on that basis. But we're in a unique situation where, as a specialist AV distributor, we're within Tech Data, where we have access to all of the technology areas that are now sitting around AV. It could be IoT, data analytics. I mean, obviously, security becoming critical as part of the conversation about an AV installation. Obviously, all the software and platform-based decisions that are made from Microsoft, obviously, Cisco, and now more latterly with the relationship we have with a very fast-growing UC platform collaboration solution in Zoom, which is really growing massively and is a great opportunity for us to support the channel. We're pretty unique on that basis. There's no other distributor with that mix of specialization and adjacent technology expertise.
All right. You mentioned some of the names you work with. Can you touch a little bit about the Maverick line card, the vendors that you work with, and maybe elaborate a little bit on sort of the solutions philosophy or the value add that Maverick brings to the table?
Yes, certainly. I mean, we deal with all of the main AV manufacturers that you would imagine we would, from Samsung, Epson, LG, Sony, Sharp, all of the guys that sit in the standard core AV space. Our latest one to the lineup card is Avocor, which is, you know, an exciting new entrant into the market and offering something different. Mm-hmm. That's the AV side. We also have Component, all the Component brands. We're working closely with Crestron on solutions around the collaboration space. We even have our own brand, Vision, which is a connectivity and control and mount brand, where we design products specifically for the meeting space. And we sell a lot of those products into education as well. And then on the newer side, we're dealing with all of the major vendors with adjacent technology areas. Microsoft is a big partner of ours, and Surface Hub was certainly one of the major success stories of the last 3 years for Maverick. And we're looking forward to next year when we can move back into the Surface Hub version 2. We have the relationship with Cisco as a Tech Data. It doesn't sit in Maverick, but that's an important relationship around the collaboration piece. We deal with Google, with Jamboard, and their collaboration tools. We're also now talking to Amazon about their voice activation in the meeting space solutions, and they've got some interesting areas where they're going to be interfacing with the channel. And then we have a variety of other brands. Zoom is an affiliate partner, which we're highly excited about. Mm-hmm. So those are all sort of technology brands that sit around the traditional AV space, but we're enabling and bringing those together with the core AV vendors. Services that we're offering, but what we don't want to do is do the job of the pro AV reseller. And it's interesting, I had a a major meeting with one of the largest pro AV resellers in North America only a few weeks ago. And we talked about being their extension to enable people to start installing multiple solutions around multiple regions. So we're seeing now that we're opportunities from end users for literally multiple thousands of meeting spaces across the footprint, which could be the whole of North America, and actually beyond that into Asia Pac and Europe. And obviously, many AV resellers either A, haven't got the capacity. In fact, none of them have got the capacity to deal with that. But also, they've got highly trained technical engineers that are not at they're too high level to look at installing simple solutions on a worldwide basis. So we're taking over some of that solution set delivery, and that's really exciting for us. But the big services that we're offering are all around enablement, integration, and installation of solutions into the network. And that requires a specific skill set, which really augments the skill set that you see in the AV channel at the moment.
All right. Perhaps I could get both of you to weigh in a little bit on what you see as the market opportunity for Maverick and for VARs working with Maverick here in Canada.
Well, I can certainly take that, Rob. Here in Canada, what we will be doing is launching three specific bundles that we hope will kickstart our traditional resellers into this AV space. The first will be a huddle space bundle, followed by two small conference bundles that will incorporate many of the vendors that John spoke to earlier. We also, leveraging existing resources, will be able to provide a lot of integration support, whether you're building a video wall or whether you're installing one of the three bundles I mentioned. We'll be there side by side, helping to build images and delivering complete solutions as ready that will be plug-and-play ready. We have a Skype room that we will be launching, and I think that's going to drive a lot of excitement in the market. So trying to ramp up our traditional reseller base, make it easy for them to step into this market. The other thing I would say for what it does for us, what it does for our customers, really doubles down on our strategy overall for Tech Data, and strengthening our portfolio in Canada is big for us, and we're talking about adding vendors to our line card and optimizing our own global footprint. So taking a best practice from another region in the Tech Data family and bringing that to Canada and launching is really proof that the global strategy is working, and this is going to be an excellent proof point on that.
The Canadian side of Maverick then will be sort of run within the Canadian business, reporting into the Canadian business, and sort of informed or built in the model of that which has come in the UK and EU before, and then the US more recently. Is that correct?
Yeah, we will have specific and dedicated resources in country that will engage in product management activities and building solutions. We'll also have a business development manager who will be dedicated to the Maverick solution set in country. But we will definitely be leveraging all the lessons learned worldwide from the Maverick AV Solutions team and taking direction in terms of where to play and how we can improve the skill set of our customer base as it relates to this part of the market.
All right. And it touched on the solutions, the three bundles that will be out at launch. What do you both see as sort of next steps for the Maverick business in Canada?
You want to take a kick at that, John, first?
Absolutely. So, yes, the way we're going to address the market to begin with is really focusing on areas where we can add incremental value to the channel. It would be really easy for us to really start, fighting in existing marketplaces where we start to just see a share shift in volume between one channel's route to market and another. What we will do as we move forward is continue to look at areas which add true value. So the bundles that Ed mentioned a second ago add value in a completely different way. And we'll start to expand more solution sets around those value-add areas. I mean, we'll be pleased to sell as many core AV solutions as possible. And we believe if we add value to the channel and to our partners, we will see business gravitate towards us in that space. But really, from a vendor perspective and for our reseller partner perspective, it's looking at ways of adding value in a way that it's not been done already. And we've certainly seen ourselves do that in the other regions where we've been more established. And I think that's really something that our partners love to see us doing. And it enables us to ensure that we're not just being another distributor who wants to pick, pack, and ship on price.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would add to that, you know, Rob, we have an unbeatable value proposition here at Tech Data Canada. You know, we're part of a global IT distribution family with a line card that whose depth and breadth nobody can touch. And whether you're talking hardware or software or services, we got it covered across the full IT continuum. And most importantly, we have the right people in place to build solutions. And I think that's where John was touching on, right? We're going to be able to help you with the core AV solution, but we have the right people in place that will, and the line card in place to bring that conversation, if it needs to into a cloud conversation, into a data center conversation, into a security conversation. And that's where the building of the complete solution and leveraging Tech Data's entire skill set will be real beneficial for the channel, right? We're going to deliver complete audiovisual collaboration and smart signage solutions as part of our Maverick business in country.
All right, great. And just sort of wrapping up and coming full circle on it, John, any advice, any tips, any lessons from having done this, you know, in the UK and then expand into the EU and then into the US, that you're taking away that'll sort of shape and inform both the Canadian business and sort of what Canadian resellers can expect from the Maverick AV solutions?
Yeah, I think Ed framed it really well, and of putting the Maverick business as part of the full solution set that Tech Data can deliver into the market. And the things that we've learned as we've moved forward is that we're not going to overstretch what we believe that the market will need from us. We are ensuring that we're offering services that we can deliver, do it in a very considered approach. You know, we're a large company, but we've got a small company mindset in terms of making sure that we do things correctly and we deliver the value we talked about. But also we've learned over the time is to work closely with our partners to find out what our partners want. So as we start building the model in Canada, not every country is the same. We've learned a lot in the past that if you just try and take one model into a country and say, well, look, it's successful in the UK, so therefore it will be successful in Spain, it's not the case. We have to tailor-make the model to the market that we're moving into.
Gotcha.
I think at the core of it is very similar, but there are also variances that we need to consider in every geography. So I know that Ed and the team, with the support of my team, we'll be really talking to our partners, our channel partners, both resellers, but most importantly, vendors, but most importantly, resellers. What do they really require from a value add distributor? And how can we make that our solutions and our value add very tailored and aligned to the requirements of the Canadian market, not just reflecting what we've seen in North America and beyond?
All right. Lastly, and perhaps most importantly, if I've heard this and I'm interested, how can I, as a Canadian VAR or MSP, find out more about Maverick and how I might get involved?
Well, we can start with a call to your inside sales rep, who definitely will be able to get that conversation started. Or you can send an email to the Maverick AV Solutions team at mavericksolutions@techdata.ca. That's MAVERICK. And we'll be more than happy to engage in a conversation.
All right. Brilliant. Gentlemen, thank you both for the time, and good luck with the launch here in Canada.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rob.
So there you have it, a look at the Canadian launch of Maverick AV Solutions by Tech Data. I'd like to thank Ed and John for taking the time to chat with us about the launch, and of course, thank Tech Data Canada for their ongoing support of the site, as well as thanking you for listening in. We're just about wrapped up with this edition of the podcast, but we're not going to be gone too long. In coming weeks, we'll be chatting with Cisco Canada about their upcoming Cisco Connect event in Toronto, and we'll be chatting with a Canadian MSP about the new podcast he's doing with two of his US-based peers, which combines a passion for helping solution providers run their business better with a passion for whiskey. An odd combination? Eh, maybe not, but we'll find out. Until then, I'm Robert Dunn for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.